I didn't see anything on OSU and Rutgers. I just know it was a blowout.
Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70s football show, where we discuss the entire Big Ten from Rutgers to Ohio State. You can catch us every Monday breaking down the major games, storylines, and previewing the next week's slate. If you love the Big Ten, pack a bag, jump in the car, and enjoy the ride. As always, I am your host, Jordan, and I'm here with my co-host, Dante. Dante, how you doing today?
Tired, but you already knew that.
I am exhausted.
I felt my age this weekend, and I think I've been feeling my age for the past few weekends. Every time I go somewhere, I'm like, ooh, I'm too old for this.
Yeah, no. For anyone who doesn't know, me and Dante went to the same school, and we decided to go to homecoming this weekend. It was fun, but I'm gonna be recovering for a week,
yep,
or two. I'm so exhausted. Like, man, it's good to see everybody, but like, that sun was throwing haymakers.
I I thought it was gonna be partly cloudy. Like, I saw it.
No,
and there wasn't a part or a cloud in sight.
There was not a single cloud.
Nah, man, straight there.
The sun was just throwing right hooks. Like that video. Anyone seen that video of that girl that was only throwing right hooks?
Yeah. One button combination.
Yeah, that was the sun to me all Saturday. Just
she finally threw that left at the like last second. That was like the knockout blow from the sun. Boom.
And that was me at the game. I tried to go to the Kent State game. It was good. I stayed until halftime, but it was, I'm telling you, it was 10 to 15 degrees hotter in the stadium.
Wow. What?
And it was, yeah. I don't know if it was the bleachers. I don't know if it's just where the placement of the sun was. I don't know if it was the people. Like, I'm telling you, as soon as we stepped off the bleachers to go back to the parking lot, there was an instant cool.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, like the sun and the liquor was just baking, and it was taking me out the game. So, but Kent won for our weekly.
That's what I was trying to make sure. I wasn't sure if Kent won or not.
Yeah. For that, I think it was 27-20 for our weekly appearance of Kent State, even though they're not in the Big Ten. Okay, so let's get into this episode. There, you know, as mentioned, we were at homecoming, so we didn't get to watch most of these games. Dante, did you see any of these games? I saw some of them.
I saw a smidget of Michigan and Wisconsin and Iowa. But that was about it, really.
Yeah, I watched most of the Iowa Maryland game. That one was the one that's on Friday.
You're right. Yeah. See.
Yeah, I did.
I missed that because I was driving.
Yeah. So I saw some of that. I saw the second half of the OSU versus Rutgers game. Okay. I saw Penn State versus Indiana.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I did see some of that too.
I saw some of that too.
Last half of that.
Yeah. So since I just mentioned it, it's not on our thing to talk about, but I just have a question. What happened to Indiana? I mean, they're bad. Like, they're not, like, there's a difference between, like, losing and being competitive and just not being competitive. I understand, like, a big part of it is the quarterback, right? Like, nobody really knows why Michael Penix Jr. fell off. Although, I was looking at his stat, and they were like, his first season he played 3 games, second season he played 6 games, third season he played 6 games because of injuries. So, like, he really only has one season at quarterback split over 3 seasons. So maybe he just wasn't as good as we thought. But in your mind,
I don't think he's built up enough game experience because he's in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know what it is, but like, you know, you had them 9-3, I had them 10-2. What do you think's going on with Indiana?
They can't stop anybody. Like, their defense is okay, but it's not good enough to even keep them in games with their below mediocre offense. But even what it was, it 24-0 Penn State. Yeah, yeah, that was
But here's that was the just thing. Enough.
And like, yeah. And what Penn State can throw up 40 points at some point, so it could have been worse. That's the worst part about it.
We were gonna take it. Hold on, did you know that they do PFF rankings now when they introduce players in the NFL?
No,
that's weird. Do you have the game on?
I do have the game on.
I just looked up. No, that's weird. I don't like that. PFF sucks. I just looked up and they're introducing the players. Wait till they do it for the defense. They're introducing the players, right? And obviously it's on mute because we're recording. But like underneath their name, it has their PFF rank. That's weird. I don't like that. Yeah, but no, we were on two totally different sides of this because I still don't think Penn State's offense is good. So I was on the side that, you know, Indiana got lucky that it was only 24 points. But to your point, Penn State has put up decent offensive performances.
Yeah. They just did it last week, didn't they? Like,
yeah, they just can't run the ball, which is weird because that was what they were supposed to be able to do this year. They put up 30. Well, it was Villanova.
It was 38. Yeah.
They put up 38 against Villanova, 44 against Ball State. That's not. I wouldn't really say those are good offensive performances. Those are two really bad teams. The rest of it, the rest of the season, it was 16, 20, and 24. So they averaged, you know, 25-ish. You know, those two big ones may push them closer to 30. It's decent offense. It's good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like they're. You know, except against Wisconsin, which was the first game, so whatever. They've always had 20 points, which is their defense is actually pretty solid. So 20 points against, you know, a decent amount of teams could be enough.
Yeah, especially if you're keeping them to zero.
Yeah, no, I just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we already did the go down Indiana schedule thing. We don't need to do that again. But there's a very real chance they don't even make a bowl game. And it's just so drastic.
No,
like,
no. Indiana's not making. I don't think so. Ain't no way.
Like, their next two games are against Michigan State.
Wait. They played Nebraska week one. Oh, no, they didn't. Because, like, if Indiana has to still play Nebraska, there's a chance they lose that game.
No, they don't play Nebraska no more. But still have to play Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan. That's three losses right there. That means they have to win the rest of their games. That would put them at six losses. And their other games are against Maryland, who could beat them, Rutgers, and Minnesota and Purdue.
I don't know. Nebraska definitely – not Nebraska, I'm sorry. Indiana definitely fell off, and it started early. It was early on, really.
Yeah, somebody was on Twitter, and they're like, Ohio State defensive coordinator Tom Allen, which is not going to happen because Indiana is not going to fire the only coach that's given them a good record ever. He's going to have to answer some questions for this fall off. And he's going to have to answer some questions for why they don't have a backup quarterback. Because as bad as Penix is playing, he shouldn't be the starter no more. So either he's the starter because the coach just loyalty over anything else, which at this point in the season, when you're 2-3 with the slate of games you have coming up, doesn't really make sense to me. Or there's just not a backup. And you can't tell me that, like, I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that Penix looked good in camp if he came out playing like this. So you're telling me there was no one that could beat him either?
It could be possible.
Okay, look at the screen. Look at the screen. As you're showing the players, you see the PFF rankings?
Yeah, why? Well,
yeah, I don't know. That's gross. PFF sucks. PFF, no, listen to this. Especially PFF College, it's even worse. PFF College gave Tommy Eichenberg, who's a linebacker at Ohio State, they gave him an 83 tackling grade for a game, right? Mm-hmm. He played 53 snaps, had zero tackles. which is an issue by itself because he's a middle linebacker. Yeah. So how do you play 53 snaps and have zero tackles? Yeah. But at the same time, if you have zero tackles, no. So if you have zero tackles, how do you have a tackling grade? And how is it? And how is it so high?
Like, yeah, a B.
This is an anti. This is an anti PFF podcast.
Yeah, because I don't understand. That man had no tackles. Like you, because like if a QB had 53 snaps and went 0 for 0 passing the ball, he wouldn't have a quarterback rating. It'd be a 0. So I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand how he got a grade for tackling and he didn't even tackle.
I really wish I knew. I wish I could answer.
I hate PFF. And it's brought up on so many things. Like it's like it makes sense.
But it doesn't. Especially now that they've gotten bigger and they stopped sharing how they got to it. Like it's always been bad, but they used to share their methodology and now they don't. And it's like,
Also, they're not even like, they're not even showing their work.
I don't think so. Not anymore.
Wow. Yeah. No. Yeah. You got to show your work here. Like.
Yeah. This is an anti PFF account. The anti PFF podcast. The I-70 show is an anti PFF podcast. I just want to get that on the record. Anyone listening, join the We Hate PFF army.
You know it's a bad. You know it's bad. When Skip Bayless loves to bring it up all the time. Like, you know it's a bad thing.
See, that really should have been the sign. If Skip Bayless agrees with it, it can't mean anything. Like, yeah, this is also an anti-Skip Bayless podcast. We just need to just get it out there. We just need to make a list. Like,
if you I don't like Shannon join, Sharp either.
I like Shannon. He's funny. No, but he's like not. Shannon,
Reason why I don't like Shannon and I don't think Shannon Sharp is funny is when he always posts his memes. That like somebody photoshopped of him when you know he got a dungeon full of people creating memes for him. It's like Drake's OVO dungeon. He got a meme dungeon. Like that's what it is.
Yeah, he's like, who did this? You
you did this. You paid someone to do this. Nobody likes you enough to do this. Like
yeah.
Your like, fan base ain't like that for real. I had to block him on Twitter. I was so sick and tired of it. I was so sick and tired of seeing it. Like, bro, you did this. Shut up.
That's hilarious. No, my thing with him is like he's just, you know, one of the least. Well, I don't know. He's just not as annoying as a talking head. And sometimes he's right, especially with football, because he's played and he's a Hall of Famer. I can at least
that doesn't always come in handy because there's a few people who
have especially not in basketball, but like they're all idiots. Okay, we're gonna be on this topic forever. Let's just not even get into the basketball Hall of Fame or talking heads in the media. Which game do you want to start with?
Who played? Let's do Michigan, Wisconsin.
Okay. Michigan, Wisconsin. It takes me a while. I have a process. I need to see a lot before I'm ready to crown teams or say they're bad, right? Mm-hmm. I'm ready to say that Indiana is bad. They're bad. Yeah. I'm ready to say that Wisconsin is bad. I am also ready to say that Michigan's a good team. I don't know how good. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you do still have Penn State, Iowa. You have Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State in the East. They all have to play each other. If they were to get out of that, somehow they still have to face Iowa. So I still don't think they're, you know, Big Ten championship good, but I think they're, you know, potentially 10-2, go to a bowl game, blow somebody out in the SEC or something like that. Like, they're a solid team and their defense is legit. Like, their defense is very fun to watch. It's they, you know, one thing that you want from a defense, no matter what, is you want them to try hard. You want them to play fast.
You that want was, them to have you know a lot what, of effort. That was one thing I was seeing these past years when I would watch Michigan games. It was like there wasn't real like want and effort on defense. And then that would translate to offense, where it would translate back to defense. And then it just looks like no one wants to win. And then Harbaugh looks like a bad coach. Still kind of is. But
yeah, I still think he is, but he made some good hires. Yeah, he made some good hires. That that defensive coordinator, I think his name is Mike McDonald. It's hard to say. You know, Michigan's actually a really good job, so it's hard to say he made himself some money because there's not that many jobs better than Michigan. But like, he's gonna make a name for himself if this keeps going. And I know a little bit of it's aided by the fact that they do have some genuine like stars. Like, it'll be interesting. Like next year, that's the whole thing about
college. That's really the whole thing about college football, because you could be an in coach Dabo, but have stars and do well. So, I mean, even what's the coach at Notre Dame? What's his name?
Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Coach. Shit. When Chip Kelly was at Oregon, that was more about the play. That was all about the speed of the players than it was about it. It was a coaching scheme, but it was definitely. His coaching scheme worked in college, but it was definitely enhanced by the speed of those players.
Yeah, okay, but my only issue with this, and I'll put it in the form of a question, right? In college, you pick your players. So don't, as a coach, you get credit for that, because he created the scheme and found the players that fit the scheme. We talk about it all the time, how players don't, like, coaches don't get players that fit their scheme, or they don't change their scheme. I think what he did at Oregon, I think he should get full credit for that, because he had to go out and get those players, and he had to get them to Oregon. At a certain point, it was helped by the Nike thing, but that Nike thing wasn't like that all the time. It really happened at the same time. The Nike, the winning, Oregon blew up. So it's like, I'll give him credit for that. But
that's fair.
He was a terrible NFL coach, but I don't know that means anything, because Urban Meyer is one of the best college football coaches of all time. But he's a terrible, terrible, terrible NFL coach. The Jags might go 0-16. I mean, they might luck into
it. I thought they won. No.
They might luck into a win, but like, they can also go 0-16.
I swear, I thought they won that. They lost that Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They are defeated. Oh, man.
But again, it's hard with the thing that's hard with Michigan, right? Is every, and it's not their fault. You play who's on their schedule. They still haven't played a team with the pulse. Like, it sounds good that they beat Wisconsin, but Wisconsin sucks. But the reason why I'm ready to say that Michigan's a good team is because it's really because of the effort, right? Like, Michigan used to win games, but they never dominated the teams that they were supposed to dominate, you know? And I know, like, they didn't dominate Rutgers, and we'll talk about that because, you know, we talked about the differences and stuff like that, which is why I think they're a good but not a great team. But I wasn't even ready to say they were a good team. So, like, I still don't know if they're great. Luckily, they're going to play the games, and we're going to find out. But I do think they're a good team, and I do think that if nothing else, they've changed some of their culture. And I don't think that if things go the way that they go, I don't know that Jim Harbaugh should be fired. But I have another question for you. If Michigan goes 10-2, but they lose. Well, okay, it's a two-part question. If Michigan goes 10-2, but their only losses are to Ohio State and Michigan State, their two rivals, this means they beat Penn State, but they lost to both their rivals, or 9-3, they lose to both their rivals and Penn State.
Still a bowl game. Still better than what we thought they were going to be.
Facts. You see more effort, right? You see the defense.
That's the thing. Is like, this is the first time under Harbaugh where it looks like the team, the players, everybody is cohesive and want to play and coach for each other. It's the first time it looks like
It honestly looks like Harbaugh stopped coaching. It looks like he just it looks like he hired the right people and took his hands off the program.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
So, if, are you happy? I mean, you're not a Michigan fan, but like, are you happy with 9-3? Are you happy with 10-2, but losing to Ohio State and Michigan State?
It depends like, on how you lose to Ohio State and Michigan State. Like, you cannot be blown out. I wouldn't be happy with that. If you're blown out in those two games, or at least the Ohio State game, it's still like, oh, okay, I mean, you're 10-2, but you're still getting blown out by Ohio State, who struggled to blow out Minnesota and stuff, and teams like that. Like, they put up, okay, they demolished Rutgers, but it was Rutgers. So, like, you're like,
well, they also didn't demolish Rutgers this year, but like,
yeah, but then again, they followed it up by demolishing Wisconsin, which I said they needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they did. That's the hard thing with Michigan, because it's like, I think a lot of people forget this, and so I've mentioned it a couple of times. The problem with Michigan has almost always been their look, because they've never really had a bad season, like, technically.
Because, like, they're still underperforming. They're still being disappointing, because you expect them to only lose one or two games, and you expect them to be able to compete in the Ohio State game, and half the time they're getting blown out. And it's like, cool, you went 10-2, but like, we expect that from you. We're trying to see you go undefeated and beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten. Like, right. Like, you're like, you end up, you're at 10-2, you're the third best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah. So, okay. So in the last 5 years, this includes bowl games. And that's the other thing. Michigan almost always loses their bowl games, which is not that great. So the last 5 years, they're 9-3. They're 13 games. Is this 10-3? Oh, I can't count. It's 13 games because it's the bowl game. So they're 10-3, 8-5, 10-3, 9-4. And then they just had the one bad year last year where they were 2-4. Most teams would be happy with 10-3, 9-4, 10-3. You know what I'm saying? The problem with Michigan, again, like we already mentioned, is they never looked good doing it, and they never beat the good teams. Like, they never, like, they could never beat the teams who we knew were better than them, or they couldn't beat their rival.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's just like, it's like, cool. Well, like I said, it's like, cool, you got 10-3, but like, what's next?
Yeah.
Because now you're almost, it seems like you're in a rut. And like, right now, again, they might end up going 10-2, but it does look better. They do look more engaged. They look like a better team. But then that's when it's like, all right, cool, you look better, but then you disappointed again by going 10-2. Facts. And then again, don't get blown out by Penn State or Michigan State or Ohio State. You really can't get blown out by Ohio State. That has to be a close game if you lose it. It has to be a game where you're going, we almost had that one.
Yeah, where you're competitive.
Yes, it can't be. It can't be like a 52-14 butt whooping. Yeah. Then you're like, oh, okay. Well, Michigan is just Michigan.
Yeah, and I can only see their, like, because I'm looking at the Pick Six previews. Haven't shouted out that in a while. Mm-hmm. And they only do a 5-year trend. 4 years in a row, they lost their bowl games. Listen to this. So 2016, they lost to Iowa, Ohio State, Florida State. Right. Cool. 2017, they lost to Michigan State, Penn State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, South Carolina. 2018, they lost to Notre Dame, Ohio State, Florida. 2019, they lost to Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama. So it's like they're just losing to the teams who should be better than them. But the issue is all of those teams shouldn't be better than them. So it's really hard. Like, Michigan is in a really hard spot.
it should be a flip flop. Like y'all should, they should be competitive. It should be really competitive, yeah. And a lot of those games are not. Or it's like a stupid, just god awful collapse. Like so, it's just like a type of like a Falcons type of collapse, where it's just like, how did you do this? How did you lose this game?
So 9-3, right? 10-2 would be typical. That's what he's done most often. Is it enough to that you see better effort?
Where it goes in my eyes, if you go 10-2, you better blow out whoever you play in your bowl game to show me that like next year we're not doing this.
Because otherwise, what's changed?
Exactly.
And it was always gonna be hard to fire a coach that goes 10-2 and 9-3. Like it's always gonna be hard, especially because it's hard to find a coach that can do that. You know what right. I'm saying? Like Indiana has one good year and they immediately go back to the bottom of the barrel. And Tom Allen's a good coach. Like it's hard to sustain that, but at Michigan, you should expect more. So yeah, I just don't know.
I guess he's getting us wins, but if he can't get us over the hump, he can't get us over the hump.
And honestly, this is what I felt like what was going to happen. Like, I felt like Michigan was going to be good and they were going to be in no man's land again. Because, like, they do genuinely look better. They do, compared to what mm-hmm. they normally do. Again, it's not the end of the season, so we don't know how they look. First of all, even if they go 10-2, 9-3, they have to beat one of Ohio State, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State.
In my eyes, it has to be Ohio State. You got to win that game.
I just don't believe they're going to beat them. Like,
oh, yeah, no, but, like, that's the game. That's really the game. If you lose to Iowa or you lose to Penn State, but you beat Ohio State, it's like, okay, like, that Penn State game was a slip-up, but it looks like we could compete because we beat Ohio State. Because then recruits see that you able to compete with Ohio State, then they come to you. Now it's not everybody going to Ohio State.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, like, that's the thing. You know, it would be better for them to lose to Northwestern or lose to Indiana, but beat Penn State or beat Michigan State than to beat all of those teams.
You
lose to Indiana,
you have to beat both of those teams.
Yeah, but I guess the point that I'm making is it's like, I feel like it's better to have a mulligan and have a bad game where you lose mm-hmm. than to just continually get beat by the teams that are better than you.
Yeah.
I would rather lose to an Indiana and just be like, that was a weird game, than to beat Indiana but lose to Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State and just be like, they were better than us. Because you don't get it. Like you can, like as a fan, because fans do this all the time, you can talk yourself into accepting a bad loss. You can't talk yourself into accepting always losing to the teams that are better than you.
Yeah, because
like never being able to upset them, like never being able, like you know what I'm saying? Like it's just eventually it's like, well, what's next?
Because if we being completely honest, Michigan should be as good as Ohio State.
I won't say that just because.
No, history, school, the name, they should be just as good.
I won't say that because Ohio State's on a historic run. The better thing that I would say is they should be as good as Georgia. Like where Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson used to be is not typical. Like no one should really be there. But they should be Georgia, right? They should be Oregon. They should be they should be Texas A&M, just not this season. Like they should be at that level, right? I just won't say that they should be Ohio State because I don't think that's something that like only so many teams can be at that level. If everyone could be at that level, they'd be there.
Yeah, but like, they're one of those teams. It's just one of those schools where it's like historically they've been that. So
yeah,
it should just be a thing. Like it shouldn't be Clemson competing in the Final Four to play in the playoff, it should be Michigan or one of those other teams. I've never thought Clemson was that good. If other teams were supposed to go undefeated like they do, they wouldn't even be there. They wouldn't even be able to sniff that spot because other teams have tougher schedules and are beating better teams.
Yeah, Clemson's biggest thing is that every power in the ACC just gave up. Florida State, like, time is an illusion sometimes. And you may remember the year, but I'm just going to – let me ask that. Do you remember the year – yeah. Do you remember what year that was?
Like 14?
Right.
13 or 14, something like that.
It was 14. That was only 7 years ago.
Literally like the next year, I think they.
How are they that bad? Miami hasn't been. It's been a lot longer for Miami, but like Miami's not good. You're in freaking Miami.
Yeah.
You can't go into Broward County and get some superstars. Like, why? Like, let's talk about it, right? Why was Lamar Jackson not the quarterback at University of Miami? Why was he at Louisville? Why was he at Louisville? He's from freaking Broward County. Lamar Jackson is like, you think of Broward County, like you think of
Lamar Jackson was, I think he's been underrated through all of college. He was underrated through all of college and then coming into the league. Like, that's been the thing. Like,
but he shouldn't have been.
I mean,
you got him. You got 2020, man. Yeah, but you say that, but like there are a lot of people who like good teams always find the players who are underrated. Ohio State, Alabama, they always take 3 stars. You want to know why? Because some of them are underrated and they're going to be good players. Like, not every good player in Alabama's history is a 5-star. I mean, it's a lot of them, but Chris Olave, everyone talks about Chris Olave as one of the best wide receivers in the country. He was a 3-star. He was under-recruited. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in Broward County. You can go to his game every single week. You can send someone to every single game. You should have enough people on your staff that you see him. And his however many years as a starting quarterback, you should have seen him play 4, 5, 6 times.
Yeah.
And you would have seen how good of an athlete. Like, and he's just an example, and maybe he's not the best example, but there are a lot of players like that who leave that area. They didn't used to leave that area. They all went to University of Miami. So Clemson has been benefited by the fact that everyone in the ACC just gave up.
It's just been bad.
But yeah, so I don't know. I won't say that, you know, because it's like you can't say anyone should be Alabama. You can't say anyone should be Ohio State because Ohio State's literally the only program in the country that's recession-proof. Ohio State's never had a down period, ever. Every other school has had 2, 3, 4, 5 year stretch where they're up and down. So, but to your point, they should be Oklahoma, right? They're not even Texas. Like, well, no, they're better than Texas.
They're better than Texas.
But Texas shouldn't be Texas either right now. So it's just like
true. I don't know. We might as well just get to the next game.
We're gonna find out about Michigan. They have to play Penn State. They have to play Ohio State. They have to play Michigan.
And I still
State.
Think Wisconsin's defense is a good defense, and Michigan was able to put up 38.
Yeah, and I think that's valid as well. So, it's gonna be interesting to learn more about them. But I just like, I don't know. They have to do something. They have to do something. And like you said, even if it is 10-2, they need to blow out whoever they play in the
bowl. You have to show me that you're finally getting over.
Because personally, if they don't, I think I might still fire Jim Harbaugh.
Because it's like, okay, even if you win your bowl game, but if it was a close battle, like you had to really fight for it, it's like, okay, it's you. It's something about you. Because we shouldn't even be doing this. So
I think for me, it's. You have to beat Michigan State. You have to be within 10 points of Penn State. And you have to be within like 14 points of Ohio State if you lose those games. But it's obviously better to win them. But if you lose them, they have to be competitive. If you get blown out.
They have to go. It has to be one loss on the season for
for me. Like, for me, because again, it's Michigan. So I look at Michigan with a higher standard. They should have 1-0 on the season.
I agree. The only reason I say, the only reason I'm giving them 2 is because I think that disrespects Penn State. I just really think Penn State's really good this year.
Yeah, I think Penn State can lose to Michigan. If Michigan plays, anybody
can lose to anybody this year, even Ohio State, unless something changes in the next couple of weeks. But okay, so let's go to the Ohio State versus Rutgers game, and we're not going to stay on this long. I just wanted to bring it up because, one, there weren't that many good games this week, but also it kind of ties into the Michigan thing. We talked about it last week. I said, you know, you learn a lot about a team from how they play Rutgers and how they play Maryland, which is going to be the next game that we talked about. Ohio State did what Michigan couldn't. I still think Michigan's a good team, but it does give me a little bit of pause. It does give me a little bit of pause that in back-to-back weeks, Michigan, who's honestly looked better than Ohio State this year in a lot of their games, can only put up 20 points, effectively gets shut out, or does get shut out the entire second half. And Ohio State is not even playing starters in the second half.
That's why I was glad to see the score of that Michigan Wisconsin game, because it was something I kept saying, like, they need to really put a beating on, good Lord, what a hit, put a beating on Wisconsin just to make up for that Rutgers game.
Are you talking about the hit on the quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, your TV's ahead of mine. Yeah, no, he smacked him. Good God.
Yeah, that almost almost could have been roughing the passer because he hit him so high. But, like, man.
Yeah. Jesus. But, yeah, and that's the thing about Michigan. You know, I think the win over Wisconsin could potentially erase the Rutgers thing. Like if they would have struggled with Wisconsin, I probably wouldn't have came on today and said that they're a good team.
Right.
But I do still think, and so maybe it was just a bad game. You know, now it's like it puts me personally, at least, in kind of a little bit more of a wait and see. Like, now I want to see what happens in their next game, you know, to see, like, exactly. I still don't know who Michigan is, but I do think we're finding out a lot more about Ohio State. And I genuinely think that if this was a typical year, I would be ready to say that Ohio State is just, they're back, maybe not nationally, but they're back and they're going to run through the Big Ten. They still might. I'm not ready to say that, though, because Michigan looks better. Penn State looks really good, and Michigan State looks good. So still something could happen.
You just keep forgetting about Iowa.
Yeah, but Iowa is the Big Ten championship game.
I mean, yeah.
So, like, they have to get through these teams to get to Iowa. I'm not forgetting about them, but they're not going to play them on the regular season schedule. So it's like, I don't know. Like, there's only so much you can talk about them, about a game that they might not play.
True.
They have to play Penn State. They have to play Michigan. They have to play Michigan State to get to Iowa. So that's why. It's not me forgetting about Iowa. It's just that game's not on the schedule until it is. So, but I mean, I was really good. I mean, that counts nationally. Nationally.
And I told you that Iowa defense nasty. Because Maryland was been throwing up close to 40 almost every week and ran into a defense.
Ran into a buzzsaw. 6 interceptions and a forced fumble. That just doesn't sound real. You can't even do that in a video game.
Yeah,
I've been playing Iowa's
defense loves to turn the ball over. They love getting them. They still lead the country, I believe.
Yeah.
Either they lead the country for the past 9 years, and I think they're also leading the country this season in turnovers, especially after that game.
No, for sure. My thing with Iowa, and it's always going to be the same thing, it's their offense. It's always going to be that. It's going to be that until they do something else. But also, I'm going to keep saying it's not sustainable, but they sure making it seem sustainable.
Like, I'm telling you right now,
I would love to see them win a game. I would love to see them win a game where they only have like 1 turnover.
That's the thing. It's like football, especially football, it's full team. So like my offense is good enough where, and then my defense is elite. And that comes in handy. However we score is how we score, as long as we score. And
yeah.
If I score on defense, then hey, we scoring on defense. I don't have to score that much if my defense can give me 21 points.
But that's you just can't rely on that.
Yeah, but then I can also that's fine, but I could rely on my defense to make sure you don't get 21 points.
But I think the thing that you're forgetting though is their offense isn't that good. Maryland doesn't have a defense. So if they face a team with a better defense, their offense not scoring either. So then it's a stalemate.
I'd see it. Yeah, but I still take Iowa's defense.
But it depends
on the offense. If it's who can score the lowest most points first, I'll take Iowa's defense to hold up longer than somebody else's defense.
Here's the thing. I mean, at this point, right, I'm not taking Iowa over Ohio State. I'm not taking Iowa over. I'm not taking Iowa over Ohio State, and it's a push with Penn State. I may take them over Michigan because Penn State has a good defense too.
I'm taking Iowa over Penn State.
And actually, we're gonna talk about that because they play next week. Yeah. But I just their offense is like there. That's the other thing. Like they haven't played a team with a defense really that has a pulse yet. So they're all like, because here, okay, this is what I'm thinking, right? They've scored almost every single chance that they've gotten off of turnovers. They're eventually going to face a defense where they don't do that, where it doesn't matter.
If my defense keeps taking the ball from your offense and then putting your defense on the field, yes, it is.
But they're not going to have 7 takeovers every game.
You sure?
Yeah. That's just not possible.
I mean, that's fine. 4 is still a lot.
Yeah, but 4 isn't reasonable.
For that defense, it is. Especially in college.
No, it's not.
It's
not reasonable
for anybody. If this was the NFL, if we was talking about an NFL team, I'll give you that. But in college, it's definitely reasonable for an offense to give the ball up 4 times.
Not for 12 straight games.
To that defense, I think so.
No, it's not. That is not. We're not betting on these games, but like I cannot, in good conscience, pick a team and say they're going to win because their defense is going to force 4 turnovers. Like you just can't. You need to see
Depending on the defense, I'm telling you that defense because they just it's almost. Like if Iowa had the turnover chain, it would make more sense because they turn the ball over and it's an addiction that team has, especially that defense. Like they want to turn the ball over. Duke, remember that game? Well, what game was that? Duke had 3 picks, 2 of them for touchdowns, and like the one he threw to him, the second one he threw to him. Remember you said it was like it looked like it was personal. Like why he throw me this ball?
Like I get what you're saying. I do. My thing is, I just don't believe that their offense is going to continually capitalize when they face other teams. Mm-hmm. And so if they're not doing that, like we've seen, it doesn't happen often, but we've seen teams lose games when they had plus turnover margins.
You're,
it happens.
You're not wrong.
It just happened. It just happened in the NFL. My Colts had a plus 3 turnover margin last week and lost.
You're not. That's why I said in the NFL. Yeah. Like I'll give
but
you
I
that.
Haven't
in
seen
college,
from,
in, but in college offensive, especially in college offenses, they love to turn the ball over.
That's the thing. You say that though, but college defenses aren't typically that good either. So for you to have if you have a bad defense in college, it's like it's a wash a lot of times. It's more surprising if you have a great defense. To have a bad offense in 2021 with these rules and the amount of speed. And the way that they protect everyone, like literally people, like I was listening to podcasts.
I don't think they have a bad offense.
No, they have a bad offense.
They have a good enough offense where their defense can keep them in games.
I don't know how you feel that way. I haven't seen it in any of the games that I've watched.
All right. I mean, I think I have. I think I have. I think they're competent. I think they're Jared Goff when the Rams went to the Super Bowl type of offense. Whereas the defense, the offense is good enough to win you a game because the defense is that good.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah. We're gonna have to see. We're gonna see, especially against Penn State.
I mean, so far, this is who they played so far. Indiana, we've talked about how shitty their defense is. Iowa State doesn't have a good defense. Kent State, it's Kent. Colorado State, and
hey, hold on. You can't say that's Kent because you definitely believe Kent was going to win that game.
They were going to beat Maryland.
You definitely said they was going to beat Iowa.
I said they were going to beat Iowa before we saw Iowa. And then I watched Iowa play and I changed that pick. Neither one of us thought Iowa would be good.
The tape. We might have to check the tape.
And the tape is in my favor. So they haven't played a team that has a pulse on defense. Oh. I think, and that's my thing. They haven't played a team that has a pulse on defense, but their offense still hasn't looked good. And like, I know that you can say, right, it doesn't matter if the defense is good, but in the Iowa State game, they scored all these points off of turnovers and only had like one offensive touchdown. Like,
that's all I needed.
I didn't turn the ball over
and I scored just enough.
But here's the thing though. This is my problem. We're not talking about what they're doing now. We're projecting. Mm-hmm. Iowa wants to beat Ohio State. They want to get to the playoffs. This is not enough for where they're going. Mm-hmm. If all it was is I want to have a good season in the Big Ten, fine. You got it. Your offense is competent. Your defense is great. You're going to play well in the Big Ten, but then you have to accept losing to Ohio State or Penn State, whoever comes out the East, and not make it to the playoffs. But like for them being the number three team in the country, for them, their goal is to beat whoever comes out the East and make it to the playoffs. It's not good enough, and that's the standard I'm holding them to because that's their goals. Okay. If their goal was to be 10-2 and beat Auburn in a bowl game, you got it. You're gonna blow out Florida State. You're gonna have a decent season. Y'all are gonna be happy. But that's just not what they're trying to do, and that's not what they're at with the number three record. And that's what I'm talking about. Sure, they're gonna beat Purdue. They'll beat up on Maryland, you know, that kind of stuff. But like, I'm not convinced they're gonna beat Penn State. But I also don't think Penn State's good on offense. Which we also disagree with, but I don't think Penn State's good on offense. I think their defense is good. I think their offense sucks.
I'm really going with Iowa in this Penn State game.
I'm probably going to, like, I think I might lean towards Iowa because Penn State's quarterback sucks, and I think he's going to throw interceptions. I do not believe that Sean Clifford's a good quarterback, even though he's trying to convince us that he is. That's the other thing. It really helps Iowa to be in the Big Ten because there are no good quarterbacks in the Big Ten. There's only one.
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's only one. You're saying like it's not going to last. But I think as long as we keep going against teams that's going to turn the ball over as a defense, I'm excited and I'm confident that we can keep turning the ball over. So we go into this Penn State game where you think the quarterback isn't that good. He throws two, maybe three interceptions, and they get two fumbles. There goes five turnovers that we just added to another seven turnover game.
They're not gonna have five. But the thing about that though, here's the thing, right? Penn State has a good defense. They can force three turnovers. If they only score a touchdown on one of those three turnovers, they still lose. That's the point that I've been getting at. They have won games because they've scored almost every time they've turned the ball over. I'm telling you right now, that is not happening against Penn State. They are not going to score every single time they turn the ball over. So they could still lose this game.
Okay. I'm going with
Iowa. Penn State's defense is better than any defense that they've faced anywhere close. We're supposed to be talking about
what was it? Who put up a good amount? Didn't somebody just put up a good amount on Penn State? Oh, that was Auburn. Who you think sucks?
They do.
And Auburn put
that's why I'm not.
So I'm just yeah, saying.
That's why I'm not. That's why I'm not convinced that Penn State's that good.
Yeah, but I think Iowa can put up points, especially, and I think they can put up turnovers and points. I think that offense can put up points against Penn State.
No, because their offense sucks. I don't know. Mm. Maybe they both suck. Who has they played? Who have they played so far? I'm trying to figure out. Can you list me the teams that Iowa's played so far?
Iowa?
Yeah.
Indiana, when they put up, ooh, they put up 34. Then it was Iowa State, and then Kent State, like you said, and then they beat Colorado State, and then beat up on Maryland.
Okay, so I just pulled this up really quickly. None of those teams, well, Iowa State is number two somehow. That just doesn't even, like, make any sense to me. But no other team they've played is sniffing the top 50 in total defense.
Yeah.
Penn State's 33. Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Penn State's 33, but Penn State's offense isn't that good either. So they're going to have turnovers, and Iowa's going to capitalize off of it.
They're not, because
that's how good. While you're saying Iowa offense isn't that electrifying, they do find a way to capitalize off of the
against
turnovers.
Bad defenses. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like, I don't care how good your defense is. If you on the field most of the game, you crack.
But that's
I'm not wrong. You know I'm not wrong about that. If I had just kicked your offense off the field and then turned around and my offense gave the ball right back, and that happens a few times throughout the game, they're going to get exhausted.
The other thing, though, because I'm pulling this up, right? Nobody that they've played is in the top 50 in offense either. Ohio State's 8.
Okay,
Penn State's 26.
And Penn State's offense is – Penn State off. I'll take Iowa's defense over Penn State's offense any day.
And I'm taking Penn State's defense over Iowa's offense. I just don't think they're going to capitalize. Better. But it doesn't matter if you have to capitalize. You have to – when your offense can't put up points, which they have shown no ability to do that,
they can get field goals. I take field goals, bro. Field goals are points, because if I'm on the field for 5 minutes and then I get a field goal and then the offense comes out and turn the ball over right back again, and then we're back on the field for another 5 minutes in a field goal, like, I'm going to crack. You're going to crack. And then that third turnover is going to be 6 minutes in a touchdown.
Yeah, but also I think we just messed up the whole schedule, because we weren't supposed to be talking about this game this early. But the other thing,
we slid into it because we didn't stay on Ohio State Rutgers long like we said we were.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about Iowa and Maryland. Iowa blew them out, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the other thing that you're forgetting, though. Mm-hmm. Penn State has Jahan Dotson.
Right. Okay. No, I'm not forgetting. I just
don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, the thing that matters the most to me
is they got to go to Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Iowa wins. Iowa's taking it,
and that's fine. But my issue, and it's been my issue the whole time, is that Iowa's season isn't just beating Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
So you're even if they beat Penn State, I'm still not convinced they can beat a team with a better offense.
Okay. I mean, I get where you're coming from. I do get where you're coming from. I understand your concerns. I'm not denying that your concerns are valid. I'm not.
Because I would I'm an Ohio State fan. Everyone knows this. But I would love to see Iowa in the playoffs. Largely because I keep trying to tell people that the Big Ten's a better conference than people
think. I think if Iowa lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, they still make the playoffs. I think they still make the playoffs.
They're not, because there's already going to be two SEC teams. And Cincinnati's going to get in if they're undefeated.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Oklahoma won't freaking lose. I'm pretty sure Oklahoma's going, I think they're going to have two losses, but somehow they keep escaping. And if Oklahoma only has one loss, they're going to have it. They're going to get blown out, but they're going to have a case to get in.
Oklahoma's not that good.
They're not, but they won't freaking lose. I think they're going to lose to Texas this week, but
I don't think so. But that'll be nice. That would be nice, but I don't see that coming.
Texas has Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson's going to run for 500 yards against Oklahoma.
Yeah. They were saying they're tougher now. We're going to stop the run.
Okay.
All right. So am I, Oklahoma.
And it wasn't 100 freaking degrees at homecoming. I can drink as much alcohol as I want to and won't feel like crap a week later.
Right.
I'm a millionaire. You know what? You know, like,
I don't need a job. Since we just lying. Let's go all the way.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break for our ads and our sponsors, and then we will be right back. All right, welcome back to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 football show, where we lie, just like Oklahoma. we hate PFF.
That's not a lie, though. That's the truth.
We hate PFF, and we lie. Oklahoma's going to have a great defense, and me and Dante are millionaires, so... We love to see it.
We just do this for fun.
So we spent like, I don't know how many minutes talking about Iowa versus Penn State. Is there anything that we haven't touched on in that game that you are looking for?
I think we covered it. I don't think we missed anything about that matchup. Yeah. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a low scoring game. I will give you that though.
You know what's funny about that game? Mm-hmm. If you listen to us talk about it, you would think I'm picking Penn State.
I'm not.
I'm not picking Penn State.
I thought you were. I really thought you were going that way.
No, I just don't agree. I just don't agree with you saying that Iowa's going to get 5 turnovers for the rest of the season.
They're going to get 3 to 4 for the rest of the year. 3 to 4.
That's nuts. Also, they might, just because the Big Ten West is awful.
And, like, college players love the fumble. I think, like, they love the fumble.
Big Ten West is so bad. Listen, let's look at the rest of their schedule, because all of their teams have terrible quarterbacks, which I really wish someone would tell the Big Ten that it's okay to have good quarterbacks. Like, Ohio State doesn't have to be the only team with a good quarterback.
It might be a drop in quarterbacks right now.
Maybe. Actually, yeah, because, like, everyone sucks. So they play Penn State. Penn State, you know, they have a decent quarterback, but Sean Clifford's not that good. Purdue, I don't even know who their quarterback is. I just know he's not good.
I don't know either, but Purdue's doing better than the world.
Yeah, Wisconsin, their quarterback's absolutely... Graham Mertz, he's throwing 5 interceptions. It just doesn't matter. He's throwing 5 interceptions.
If he's there, because I think he got hurt, did he not?
Oh, if he got hurt, his backup is throwing. Well, his backup actually kind of looks a little bit better than him. I don't know.
I think he got hurt in this game.
Nebraska doesn't have, I mean, Adrian Martinez is decent, but he loves to fumble.
We don't know. I don't know, because, like, it depends. Nebraska 1 week puts up 80 points, and then the next looks like they don't know what football is. So,
yeah, I would bet money they look like they don't know what football is against Iowa. Adrian Martinez likes to fumble.
Because
he's like Daniel Jones.
Yesterday.
He's like Daniel Jones. If he has too many games where he plays good, he's going to give you three interceptions and a fumble.
Yeah, like bro, I got to humble myself. No, because I'm confused. Nebraska really put up 56 points against Northwestern. Like, what happened there? Like,
I don't know, dude. I don't know anything about
Nebraska. And we thought, didn't we contemplate who would win that game? Like, we weren't really sure. And it was just, like, no doubt, Nebraska.
Yeah.
This year.
Actually, you had them losing to Nebraska.
Northwestern?
Yeah. And I had
I probably guessed that.
But we went back and forth.
Like, I just didn't think they would put up 50 points. Like,
no, that's...
That was outrageous.
I think that I swear this season is like this just to spite us. They're like, oh, you think you know the Big Ten?
Cool. You don't know nothing, big dog. You don't know nothing.
And you thought it would be fun to sit and talk for an hour and a half weekly. Now we're going to make you look stupid and you can't every quit.
Week. Literally every week, you morons.
Oh my God! I do want to get back to this just really quickly because I had a question. We didn't stick on Ohio State versus Rutgers. I have a question. Mm. Do you feel better about Ohio State, or do you think it's a wash? Okay. Like, so what do you think them beating Rutgers like this means?
I can't give you my full honest opinion because I didn't watch the game.
That's fair.
So I don't know how it was won, but. You know, it sounds like, and by the looks of it, it was one like Ohio State, like an Ohio State game.
So, yeah, it was. They had, I can tell you this because I did watch it and I followed it. The CJ Stroud had 5 touchdowns, 300 something yards. They had a pick 6 early. Their only touchdown was on a 75 yard touchdown that I didn't see, but it looked like it was a broken play and not like they went and drove. And then they missed the field goal. Their second touchdown was against Scrubs. Like, they had 2 walk-on linebackers in the game when they got their second touchdown. So, essentially, they shut them out. Running back had 8 carries, 71 yards before they took him out precautionarily because he got hurt. And he was healthy, but they were like, it's Rutgers. We're beating y'all, so no point in doing that.
Just chew.
And then Ohio State's backups did absolutely nothing against Rutgers. Because Rutgers is not a bad team. They have a pretty decent defense. So when they put in the backups, Ohio State didn't score again. So I don't know if that helps.
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to see the game. But if you're putting up 5 touchdowns and 300-something yards against – teams you're supposed to. It looks like you're finally kind of settled in. That's the best I can think of.
Yeah. I can say.
Feel like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it look easy. Made it look easy. Jesus. Okay. So our last game to preview, and this is literally only on here because there is absolutely no other game worth talking about. So we could at least talk about if Ohio State is going to be better and if they're going to beat Penn State or Iowa when they play them. Like, we might as well
Ohio State better just do the exact same thing they just did to Rutgers. Really, if we're being honest, it should be like...
Especially because Iowa did it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look the same, but Iowa did it.
And not only that, it's like, you know, Nebraska put up 56 on Northwestern, so why not?
Anything can happen.
Like, you might as well put up 50-something points against Maryland, because, like, it's kind of obvious is that Maryland's defense is just buns. So,
yeah.
Make it do what it
I do. I really wish we could do more to preview this week, but let's just talk about the schedule. First of all, there's only 5 games. One thing that the Big Ten does, I don't think I've ever noticed this until the podcast, just because, you know, all the other games, they do their bye weeks in batches. So, like, instead of, like, having 10 different bye weeks where there's only, like, one or a couple teams off, they really only have, like, 3 bye weeks. And everyone takes their byes at the same time.
It's because now we're getting into the meat of like playing each other. So that's why if you have a bye week, another team's going to have a bye week because you're probably going to play them for that week.
Yeah. And I mean, I've honestly just never noticed it.
I think because every conference really does that.
They probably do. So for like the next 2 or 3 weeks, there's only like 4 or 5 Big Ten games on each time because they're rotating and getting everyone's buys out.
Thank God, so, it's easier to watch.
Yeah. This week, we have Maryland versus Ohio State, Wisconsin versus Illinois, Michigan versus Nebraska, Michigan State versus Rutgers, and Penn State versus Iowa. There's one intriguing game in this entire slate.
Nah, Nebraska, like that Wisconsin Illinois, because Wisconsin lose, man. That's gonna be hilarious.
That's okay, but that's not intriguing. It's just gonna be funny.
Oh man, I might be a masochist because that is hilarious.
Okay,
it's that's something I'm trying to watch.
Michigan versus Nebraska is kind of interesting.
Yeah, because I want to see because Nebraska putting up that many points. How good is Michigan? Because I think Michigan defense is good. Then it's just going to turn around and I think Nebraska's going to come off this high of just scoring 56 points to turn around and score 17. It's really going to be really sad.
Well, also I think that under Jim Harbaugh, this is a game they typically lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they win this game and they win it handily. It's, I don't know. I still, because me and you hold them the high expectations, I still have a hard time crediting them for beating Nebraska. Like, you can admit that this is a game that they typically lose and still not be happy about it because they should never lose this game.
Right.
But it's like, it would be different. It would be different. I really do.
It'd be out of their character if they did win this game because they'd be like, huh. Yeah. Oh, y'all kind of serious. This time.
And I think we have to recognize that, even though both of us just don't care because they should be significantly better.
So much better. They have such a history behind their name. That's why I think they just should be so much
Michigan's really just going to go 10-2, keep Jim Harbaugh, and it's going to be another 5 years of purgatory.
Hey, you better win your bowl games and win them handily because then it's Michigan, I understand why you're keeping him around.
Yeah, an analogy, Michigan is always in the 17th to 23rd pick in the draft. It's like they're too good to get a good quarterback, but they're bad to really get a game changer.
Yeah,
and so they're like, they make the playoff 1 year, they get picked 17. They miss the playoff next year, they get picked 22. And it's just like this up and down. Oh, I said that wrong. Whatever. they miss the playoff, get picked 17. They make it, get picked 22. There's no game changes there. They're not a good drafting team either, so they don't capitalize on that pick, whichever one they have. And they're just
you're not gonna like what I'm gonna say. They're the Indianapolis Colts. They're Pittsburgh. Hey, you know what? There goes both of us.
No, because we draft well for the most part. Same. They're like the Broncos. They're the Dolphins.
Or the Vikings. I was going to say
they're the Vikings. They're the Vikings. Yeah. Jesus Christ. They're definitely the Vikings. Or the Chargers. They're the Chargers, too. That's a good one. Under Philip Rivers.
They drafted really weird under him. Because I was probably drafting Justin Herbert. Was a genius,
That's a new regime.
Yeah, and it was kind of you were forced into that. You couldn't pass that up. You just
come on now.
Passing that up would have been wild. It would have been like Detroit picking up what's the name instead of Carmelo in 2003.
Oh, didn't someone pass on?
What are you doing?
Okay, so that's really it. There's nothing to preview. As we should have, we spent most of our time talking about Penn State versus Iowa because it's a really good game. It's going to be a really good game. I can't promise, if you don't like Big Ten football, I can't promise it's going to be fun to watch. But I'm going to love it.
This could be a 13-10 game. And you know what? We say that, and watch this game go be a shootout and be 40-something to 30-something.
That would be
stupid again.
That would be hilarious. I would look stupid for that. Yeah, I wouldn't even care.
These are two powerhouse defense teams, so it shouldn't be a It shouldn't be a high-scoring game, but
it's two powerhouse defenses and not good offenses.
Yeah, and that's when that happens all the time, where that'll turn it'll end up being a high-scoring game because that's when their offenses decide to show up.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like Sean Clifford just threw for 400 yards, which means he's about to have a bad game.
His arm tired.
He's another. I gotta humble myself. Like he's not.
Yeah. His shoulders are a little tired. So
he's not that guy.
You're not that guy, buddy. You're not that guy.
All right. So let's get into ranked teams. Everyone moved up.
Yep, that makes sense.
We have five teams in the top 11, which is just nuts. Yeah.
I agree with all these actually. After
I do too.
Last week, everything about this, I agree with. I'm not.
Yeah, I do too. Iowa's number 3, Penn State's number 4, Ohio State's number 7, Michigan's number 9, and Michigan State's number 11.
So Cincinnati's 5? Cincinnati might be is 5 right now?
4.
No, how? If Penn 5. State's
No, you're right. Yeah, they're 5. They're top 5 team.
That's what I thought.
Is this the time to just like slide in that Notre Dame sucks? We said they were going to lose.
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there.
We did say that. Like, Notre Dame kind of stinks. I wanted to throw that out there. And they didn't even put up that many points, right? Like 17?
It was 24-13 or something like that.
Oh, see.
Against Cincinnati.
See,
yeah.
Hey, yo. The Bucks are looking kind of vulnerable.
Yeah, they don't look good. They do not
look real good against Bill Belly. Right now, that's crazy.
Bill Belichick pulled it out of his bag.
Yeah, you know him. Oh, I'm playing an old quarterback of mine. Let me put him in a straight jacket.
like Nick Saban against his old assistants. Nick Saban's like 24-0 against his old assistants.
They be going to teams like Florida, Auburn, the coast there. So it's not like they're going to bad teams and they still come back and get slaughtered.
They really did him like Vin Raines and Baby Boy. It's like Nick Saban's in your mama's kitchen in his underwear cooking. It's about the guts and butter, baby.
Oh, you came back thinking you could beat me? Okay.
He's in there giving you lectures. It's about the guns and butter, baby. You see, it's the guns. He's in your mama's kitchen in his underwear cooking when you walk in the house. Hey, he ate all your cereal and drank the last of the milk.
Because it's like, and it's funny nothing. Too, because it's like, oh, you think you know me because you worked with me? Nah.
Okay. At what point, like, I get it, you're a Southern guy, shut up, I don't care. At what point do they start getting away from Nick Saban? Stop taking Florida, go to USC, go to Texas, go to Oklahoma State, go to freaking... See, you know what? I have to apologize. I was talking trash. Maybe Mel Tucker and Mike Locksley are the only smart Saban assistants. They got the hell out the SEC.
I got out of here.
I'm not sure if going to the Big Ten was the right decision because there's Ohio State, but like at least they don't have to, you know, add to the, you know, we can never beat Saban. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like just add to the whole lore.
It's like nobody Saban. wants to go to Cali. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to see what Arizona State's doing. Like,
yeah, like bro,
stop going to Mississippi State. You're not gonna beat him.
And they'd be like, are you excited to go up against your old boss? Yeah. No, you're not. You're a liar.
What?
You're a liar. Because you know you're gonna get
Stop
beat.
It. Stop it. If Kirby Smart can't beat him, nobody can.
He tries.
Mississippi State's not a good job. Go to freaking Arizona. Like, Jesus Christ. Okay, so we can get into our pit stops. I had a pit stop, but now it's just, it's literally going to be like a, it's going to be a brake check. It's going to be a brake check. The Colts got to win. I'm happy. Yes, sir. They were 0-3 and they were really starting to worry me. We have a stupid amount of injuries. Everyone on our team is injured. Our entire offensive line's injured. Our quarterback sprained both his ankles in the same game. I don't even know how that happened. Yeah, last week he sprained both of his ankles on one play.
Oh, like, man. The football guys just hate Carson Wentz for some odd reason. I don't know what he did to him. I don't know what it is, but he don't like him.
I don't know what he did either.
Spraining both your ankles?
Yeah, that's
the stupidest part.
It's very, very low. That was my little brake check, you know what I'm saying? Someone got in front of you and then slammed on their brake for some reason. Someone's driving slow in the fast lane. Exactly. Oh, they pulled out in front of you. They pulled out in front of you. Like, yeah. My real pit stop is that Dabo sucks. I just love it. It's funny because, you know, we all talk about how the national media doesn't know football or anything like that. And, like, there's this, like, huge revelation now. Like, I have The Athletic, which is a great app if you feel like paying for it. And they wrote this huge story about how Clemson's offense hasn't been good for, like, the last 3 years. Yeah. And how it was really saved by Trevor Lawrence. See? I say that to you, you're like, duh, like, we watch the games. All I do is listen to, like, sports podcasts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All these national media people are, like, shocked that Clemson's offense hasn't been good. Like, it's like this, like, revelation. And I'm like, bro, how much are they paying you to do this job? Like, have you never watched the games? Like,
you don't have to watch the full game to understand that their offense isn't good or isn't as good as you thought it was. Because even watching Trevor Lawrence, I went, he'll have a decent NFL career, but I don't think it's going to be as transcendent as everybody thinks it's going to be. Because all you had to do was watch him play for just a drive, just one drive.
And that's the thing, like nobody realized that they don't run any NFL concepts.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't, like, you could, like, that's like, that's like,
I
like
swear to you, football. I think only what Georgia, Alabama, I give you those four SEC teams, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Auburn hike the ball from under the center. And they don't do it much, but
Ohio State doesn't hike the ball under center, and it kind of makes me mad. But they run NFL concepts. True. Like, their passing game is NFL concepts. Like, it's just, first of all, that I'm so mad that you brought that up, because that should be another pit stop. Maybe I'll save it for next week. I'm so tired of watching college football teams try to get a yard from the freaking shotgun. If you don't get under center, okay. You know, I'm just not even going to get myself hyped.
Like, what happened to the high formation in college football, bro? It'll give you 3 yards. It'll give you a first down.
And college football is fun. You can put 6 linemen out there. Like nobody cares. All they're going to be like is, oh, my God, they have 6 linemen. This is so great.
Like, but then knowing that college team, it's going to be a trick pass play. Like,
something, and they're going to throw it to the offensive lineman. He's going to drop it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, it's just like, it's just so weird that, like, and that's the thing that kind of bothers me sometimes is, like, all these teams get, like, hyped up and all this other kind of stuff, and people aren't really paying attention to what happens. And then, like, you say something about it, and, like, they just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, weird. Like, you get all this money to work this job. Your job flies you for free to all of these games. You get to watch the games in person. You interview the players. You interview the coaches. You have access to the game film. And I understand the job's not easy. Like, writing's not easy. I write a little bit for Land Grant Holy Land. I understand that it's not easy. But, like, come on. You didn't know that Clemson didn't have a good offense? Did all you do was look at the stats? You didn't watch no games?
Because they weren't going against... Because once they had to go against a really swarming defense... Because even when they beat Ohio State, it wasn't like they beat Ohio State.
No. Ohio State didn't play super great, right? They had a touchdown called back. They had a really bad targeting penalty. And they were still a freshman wide receiver's mistake away from winning that game. The wide receiver thought it was a scramble drill and broke off his route. Otherwise, it would have been a touchdown and they would have won.
Yeah. I mean,
it was obvious from the start. Literally, they forget that. All they say is, oh, Clemson beat Ohio State. They're good. No, they're not. They're not. So it's okay. So it's just like, it's just interesting that people, it's just like this revelation to people. And it's like all they want to talk about now. And it's like, no, we saw it coming. Like anyone who's actually watched it saw it coming.
But you saw it last year when Trevor Lawrence had COVID and was out for those few weeks.
They almost lost to Boston College. Like, and even that, they look at the stats like, oh, DJ Uiagalelei threw for 400 something yards. Yeah, and like six overtimes.
That was to keep them in the game. It wasn't too
literally
dominated. Yeah.
Like they almost lost to Boston College. They should have lost to Boston College, just like they should have lost to Boston College this weekend. And they did lose to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But all you're doing is looking at stats. Like nobody's saying CJ Stroud threw for 500 games. Like, thank you. But it's Notre Dame. That's the other thing. They only look at names. Like, if you lose to Notre Dame, it's fine. It's a good loss. Even if Notre Dame's not good, it's a good loss. And it's like, no, it's not. Notre Dame's not a good team.
Nope.
So, that's all I have to say. It's just frustrating that these people, like, I don't really want to be a full-time media member. I'm having fun with this, but like, I wouldn't want that to be my job. But it's just so crazy that these people have some of the best jobs in America and they just don't have to be good at it.
Nope.
Like, they don't actually have to know football. It's about the clickbait.
It's not about really what we're talking about here.
And that just blows my mind. Because if you paid me money to not have to go to an office and to go to football games for free, I swear to God, I'd be the best reporter ever. I don't want to do that because I hate writing. But like, think about it. You're passionate. You love what you do. But if someone paid you and all you had to do was watch football games and write about it, how good would you be?
I'd be pretty good at it. I'd do a pretty banged up job at it because like football's fun to watch, and now I get to write about it. So like, I get to like express how I think about these games and
exactly in
literary format. Like,
I don't want to diminish nobody's career because writing itself is actually hard and they have deadlines and that kind of stuff, but they don't know football. And that should be a prerequisite to talking about sports. You should know the sport if you're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's it. You can be a great writer. Go write something else. Write what you know.
Yeah.
Like, you are a better writer than me. You are. You went and you got all the skills. You know how to do interviews. You did all that. You got that degree. You know where the comma goes. I need word check. You got it. But you don't know football. And that's the issue.
Yeah, that is the problem. I've stopped watching First Take and that other show. It's been years now, so, and other stuff too. Even like,
Colin
Cowherd. He's an idiot, but he got me sticking up for Baker Mayfield almost every week.
Oh, bro, swear. Like, he's so bad.
And I'm going, bro, no. Did you even? No, because I'd be like, nah, Baker had a really good game. Dude, like, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm not even a Browns fan. Now I'm defending Baker Mayfield.
I'm defending Baker Mayfield, bro. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness. I can't believe this man got me doing that. Like, that's how you know it's just bad. Because some of the stuff he says, I'm going, like, he'll throw out quarterbacks that he thinks is better. And I'm like, no. Like, when he said Drew Locke,
no, like, are you?
Yeah, no. He was like, I take him over Baker. I was like, oh man, that man is on the highest of drugs.
That's another thing that just doesn't make sense to me. How you can get paid all this money and like have a very obvious vendetta?
Yeah,
like how you can have like a very obvious vendetta. Like, I don't know if you saw this, and I don't want to get stuck on this because we're getting close to our hour and 30, and we haven't done your pit stop.
Right.
But this dude, RJ Young, no idea who he is. He works for Fox. This is his top 25.
Top 25.
Alabama, top 25 college football.
Oh, okay.
Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, Penn State. Cool. He has BYU at number 5. No. Cincinnati at 6. Kentucky at 7. Oklahoma at 8. Michigan at 9. Coastal Carolina at 10. Oklahoma State at 11. Michigan State at 12. Wake Forest at 13. Yeah. Arizona, I'm sorry, Arkansas, who just lost at 14. Arkansas at 14. Notre Dame, who just lost at 15. Oregon, who just lost at 16. Ohio State at 17. SMU at 18. I think this is the Raging Cajuns. I'm not sure. I don't really recognize this. At 19. I'm guessing this is San Diego. I don't recognize this one either at 20. Somebody else at 21. I don't recognize this. Ole Miss at 22. Texas at 23. Arizona State at 24. And NC State at 25.
Wait, who?
NC State. Oh, wait. Ole Miss lost too. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Huh?
Coastal Carolina.
You got paid to do that?
Everything else about that list, a lot about that list is wrong, but Coastal Carolina being at 10 is just, he must have went there.
No.
He must have went to that school. Oh, man.
He's an Oklahoma fan.
All right, yeah, he just don't like Ohio State.
He got paid to do this. Bro, he has 3 teams that lost last week and lost bad in front of Ohio State. Like, this is so bad, I couldn't even be mad at Ohio State at 17. Like, that wasn't my biggest complaint.
Yeah, no, Coastal Carolina at 10. I mean,
BYU over Cincinnati.
Yo.
What?
I saw that. Don't BYU got an L on their record?
No, they're 5-0. Right. But like,
they're 5-0? Okay. But still, ooh, who did they play?
They beat up on the Pac-12. Exactly.
BYU. Like, I get that you want to try to get other, like, conferences and stuff into that top 4 and top 5 and stuff. But, like, throwing BYU in there is just a reaching foul in the highest degree.
Put in Coastal Carolina at 10, bro. Is 10. A flagrant foul.
That's my piss off now. This dude's ranking. I was going to talk about fantasy football and how weird that is, but like, nah. Nah, this man is ridiculous. Like, what are you talking about?
Because I know it's hard to follow when I'm just saying it to you. I'm literally about to send this to you so you can look at it. I think you're going to be even more mad, man, when you see it. And I really wish it.
Would Scoop Coastal Carolina has a football team? Like, come on. What is this?
I really wish I recognized some of these logos because I have a feeling that 19, 20, and 21 is stupid. I just don't know what teams they are.
Oh my goodness, yo. All right, so 19 and 20 and 21, those are the teams that like what's the school that Carson Wentz went to?
Carson Wentz. He went to Montana. But they're not in the FBS. I thought it was
San Diego or whatever.
No.
All right. So you know that school though, right?
Is San Diego State.
It looks like it.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know who 19 and 21 is.
But I think those are those type of schools.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kentucky, bro.
At 7. Because they beat Florida.
And now they're about to go against Auburn and win that game, too.
And now he's going to have them at, like, number 5. Like,
Wake Forest. Bro, Arizona, man. The Razorbacks.
This is so bad. Yeah. Arkansas didn't score a point against Georgia. Not a single point. And they're 14 in the country. Not a field goal. Not a safety. Touchdown. Nothing. And they're number 14 in the country.
Notre Dame really just took an L.
So did Oregon.
And I think he only put Oregon in front of Ohio State because Oregon beat Ohio State. So it's kind of like that type of thing.
People get
Got whooped up on. Ole Miss shouldn't even be ranked. Even though it was Alabama, they still got stomped. Like, it was still a...
There had to be another team. There had to be somebody else.
NC State, bro. They not even the best team. All right.
But NC State at least beat Clemson.
Yeah. You right. This would
be over Ole Miss.
You right. You right.
This is so bad.
Oh, my goodness, man.
The just only good thing about this, is Clemson's not in it. Because I'm not giving him, no credit for the first four. Everyone knew that.
It's just, because I'm cool. It's nice to see, he got Oklahoma kind of far. It's just hilarious to see Kentucky in front of Oklahoma.
Literally. here's the thing. BYU and Cincinnati are the same. Like, they're both group of five. BYU didn't beat Notre Dame.
No.
I get it that Indiana is not as good as they're supposed to be. But, Indiana is still a Big Ten team. How do you have BYU over Cincinnati? He gets paid for this.
Yeah, man, Coastal Carolina.
He gets to go to all the games for free.
I'm just going
to
keep saying that school's name. And I'll feel bad because it's not their fault. This dude's an idiot. But
when we stop recording, I have to edit this podcast. His podcast gets edited by other people. We have to promote our own podcast. Like, Land Grant Holy Land is a little site, has to promote it. He has Fox backing him. This is his ranking.
I read one comment under there, and the dude in all caps, LMFA. Oh, is he serious? Like, yeah. Oh, man.
Hold on. Someone said, this is how I know he doesn't know football. Listen to this. Someone said, I might be biased, but I can safely say that Ohio State would easily beat every team ranked 9 through 15. Oregon, Ohio State are still top 10 teams. This is what he said. He said, you think, ? What do their records say? What do their records say? Did you watch the game?
Ohio State only got one L, and that's to Oregon.
So you are only ranking people off their record? He said, I don't believe I have to say this. Losing a game is bad for your ranking. I have to say, if you get beat by Oregon at home and Oregon gets beat by 2-2 Stanford, that's bad.
The first 13
tell me teams who you don't see tell me who
are all undefeated. Winning matters. Yeah, but who you beat also matters.
It's not ranked the undefeated teams. It's ranked the best teams in the country.
You're Kentucky from unranked to 7. I don't care if they undefeated. Kentucky has played nobody yet. Oh, man, this is hilarious.
He said, RJ putting UC behind BYU is just petty. He said, it's 2 top 25 wins to 1. It's national, not petty. It's rational, not petty.
That lost to Oregon, though. Yeah, no, wait. So, because the dude said Ohio State just puts up 50 and somehow dropped to 17. And he's like, but that lost to Oregon. Yeah, but, I just put up 50. Okay, I don't understand. He's insane. Yeah, they lost to Oregon.
He's literally ranking, but he's literally ranking this off of who's undefeated. He says, my first, if you're undefeated, you have to be ranked. What? This is so, I should have never went to the comments because now I'm mad. I was annoyed. Yeah. Now I'm actually mad.
Some dude was like, Kentucky goes from unranked to 7. Did we not learn from Arkansas?
He said, but they beat a Florida team that you swore was good. What?
Who got it? And I think, Florida got 2 L's. So, again, you want to see?
Oh, my God.
Who did they beat in that exact league? All right, man. Okay, yep. Forget whatever my pit stop was. It's that stupid ranking. Because, like, that's crazy. That's outrageous.
Dante, he gets paid to do this, bro. Man. And probably well.
Thousands. Maybe like, millions. Because it's on... What is... That's through Fox, right?
Yes, he's on TV.
Oh, man.
He's on TV.
Stop giving people who only got two letters for names TV shows.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it. He ain't got no vowels in his name, man. He shouldn't be on TV.
Oh, you can't rank the top 25 teams just because they're undefeated. Stop it.
Kentucky. Coastal Carolina. You know who else undefeated? Matter of fact, hold on. Because if we're doing this, like, that's the way we're going. Because there's a lot of undefeated teams right now that we could just put in the top 25. Because then why even have...
By his ranking, why isn't Purdue in the top 25? Like, are they close? Well, no, I think Purdue got their second loss. Maybe, I don't know. This is just bad. This is bad. I just can't believe it.
Because... If not Purdue. No, because Purdue, I think, only got one L right now.
No, I think they just got their second. Were they undefeated going into Minnesota? Because they just lost to Minnesota. I think they have
their second. Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, Purdue was undefeated going into that week. So why isn't Purdue ranked? Again, something I asked last week. Oh, no. They lost to Notre Dame. All right, so yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, they have their second loss then. This is their second. But, all right. But, okay. This dude has lost his.
For the 20th time in this podcast, Dante, he gets paid to do this. And well.
Handsomely. Man's getting over six figures to be stupid.
He's on national TV.
It's not fair. I can be stupid. I can really do it.
I know I like actually being good at talking about football, but I will stop.
I would easily just be a moron. You sold out. You completely correct. You are
do
correct.
Do I just have to pick somebody to hate? It's already Dabo. Like I can hate on Dabo. Pay me like pay me half. Pay me like a fifth of what Skip makes to hate on LeBron, and I will talk about Dabo every day of my life. Like,
yeah, it's, because Vince is like, there. Then I can find any and every reason to try to sprinkle him into a conversation.
We're
not even talking about football. Dabo stinks.
I will sacrifice that. $200,000.
Throwing in Dabo tastes like it's parsley.
This cereal's not good today. Like Dabo.
Thank you, Dabo.
I will do it. I will humbly stop being good. I will stop watching the games. I won't even watch. I'll just look at the stats.
I won't even look at all the stats.
I'm gonna just look at the top performer on ESPN.
Yeah,
like I'm not gonna go to the box score.
It's like, because the thing is like, you don't even have to watch the game. If you watch highlights, you could get the gist of what the game was about.
I'm gonna watch the ESPN highlights. I'm gonna watch the halftime show.
Scott Van Pelt, he'll go into detail. Good. No. I'm just doing Sports Center.
I'm gonna wait until Pac-12 After Dark and watch that halftime show, and that's it. That's it, because it's going to be the halftime show of all the games that are completed. I'm just going to watch that halftime show, and I'm good. I'm ready to rank the teams.
Right.
Just a small $200,000, because I'm sure he's making more. I don't need much. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't need much.
I'm not even cutting into your cap space if you give me $200,000.
I will do it for $100,000 after taxes. Whatever that
because,
number
like,
is.
I can still do my other job.
Yeah, because you're not putting in no work. Whatever the number is, do the math, whatever, in the state of Ohio, whatever dollar figure you have to give me to make $100,000 after taxes, that's all my asking price. That's it. I will sell out. I will do it. Jesus Christ. Do you have anything else to say?
Nah, man. Nah, I can't.
Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 show. We hate PFF, and we're willing to sell out. That's the motto.
Y'all don't understand, man. If you don't understand why we would sell out, then you have never paid a bill.
You don't know what it's like to watch idiots make more money than you've ever seen in your entire life.
Just to watch people fail upwards. Like, do you know how sickening it was to watch Tebow get cut and then be put right back on TV? I was upset.
I wish I could let that man be
the failure he is.
And then people defended it by saying, at least he tried. Nobody tells me I tried when I'm bad at my job. I just get fired.
At least he tried. You know
what? At least he tried hard to play another position. You have to give him credit for it.
It's like when he was talking about Orange Skin, because I'm not even going to say his name, but our former president was like, just give him a chance. Nah, bro. No. Like, he had several chances with his own businesses, and he failed. So why are we doing this?
Failing upwards. I wish we could do it. I
wish we could, man. I'd be...
You know what?
I'd be so rich right now if I could fail upwards.
I don't care that we work for a reputable site. Yeah. Oh my God. You know what? I'm tired. Land Grant Holy Land's a reputable site who have people who actually know what they're talking about and have ethics. I hate it. Pay me millions. I'll sell out.
I need millions.
I will sell out today.
Pay me. You go pay what you owe.
It doesn't even matter. I don't know where a comma goes. Somebody's going to edit it for me.
Right. Somebody who knows what they're talking about. I'm like, I don't need to do this. Oh, just man.
Just give me millions. Jeez.
Give me the money. All
right. There's nothing else to talk about. The Big Ten is going to be iffy for the next couple of weeks because everyone's on bye weeks. As long as they give us one of these good games, I mean, obviously it's not going to be 3-4 all the time, but as long as they give us one really good game the next couple of weeks, I think we'll be good. One thing that we should mention just as we wrap up, this is arguably the biggest game in Big Ten history. It's the first game since like 1997 that had two top five ranked teams that didn't include Ohio State. If you don't know why that's big, I just don't know what to tell you. Like, the Big Ten is growing, it's progressing. Obviously, someone has to lose. Someone's going to fall out the top 10. But to have two teams in the top 10 that's not Ohio State, to have five teams in the top 11, like, the Big Ten is doing well this year. Even though they call me and Dante stupid on a weekly basis, this is a fun year to be doing a Big Ten podcast because there's a lot going on. Dante, do you have any last words?
No, Dabo sucks.
All right, then. There's no better words than that. Thank you for traveling I-70 with us this week. If you enjoyed the episode, leave a 5-star review. Mention Dante and I or how much you hate Dabo and PFF. And you can find me on Twitter at JordanW330. Dante, where can they find you at?
You know I'm not going to get this right.
It's JM10216.
He got it. Look, he knows it. He knows it. My partner got it. That's all that matters.
All right. You can find us on Twitter. Not sold out yet. Actually giving good analysis. But if we start tweeting stupid stuff, just know somebody paid us.
Yeah. Emphasis on that yet.
And with that, thank you for listening to us, and we will catch you next week.